B-Pod Studios.
It's a Rap Party Podcast, everybody.
Hey!
Now, there won't be one on Thursday, the 2nd of December, because we are doing our Secret Santa. So our content on the radio will be about raising money and doing what we have to do for the kids inside Hemby Children's Hospital.
Will we be doing...
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, let me see if my answer was right.
All right.
Ask the question you were going to ask.
Will we be doing a rap party about the
No, the
charity.
Answer would be no.
Oh, well, okay. Well, then maybe you should shut up.
Let's talk to Nicole, who's in the studio. She hasn't been on a rap party in a long time. How are you doing?
What is wrong with you?
Since your girlfriend, Jess... up and left you and moved to Salt Lake for greener pastures. No, seriously, how are you doing? How are things going with not having your girl here?
Things are going. I mean, I'm definitely excited to see her again. I think that really just everything's about routine. So once you just kind of get in a routine, it just becomes that, a routine.
Are you in a FaceTime relationship with her right now?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we talk every day. So
FaceTime every day?
Mm-hmm.
Is there a FaceTime date time?
I wouldn't say date time, but like we'll talk on the phone during the day, and at night we'll FaceTime.
Mm-hmm.
But today's her first night shift.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's been, I mean, everyone's been affected, and she kind of. God, it's a very long story. She kind of got screwed over and has not worked yet.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Yep. So she's
She hasn't been paid?
Nope.
Wow. Holy shit.
That sucks.
She has had to come out of pocket, and this travel company has completely screwed her over. So it's been a lot dealing with that and just trying to, like, help in that way.
Is it fair to say she might be back before...
No, because the issue is that you have to obviously, like, you have to pass a drug screen before.
She didn't pass?
No, she passed. Oh. But she took three drug tests before with three different companies before the third company finally got it uploaded to the hospital system. So, like, the first one, it was, like, delayed, and then the second one was before Thanksgiving, and they still haven't heard back. And then finally she kind of put her foot down and pretty much was like, you get this figured out or get me away home.
Whose idea was it to get her out there so soon?
Well, it wasn't so soon. Her contract was supposed to start November 15th.
Okay.
So I left on the 14th, where she thought she was going to start the 15th. So at that point on the 15th, they had said, we still haven't gotten your drug test yet, but we should get it today, so let's plan tomorrow to be your start date. So she actually did orientation that whole next day, and then she got, like, an urgent call the following day on that Wednesday. I was like, you can't go to work yet. Like, they don't have your drug screen uploaded. Like, you can't do that. So she still hasn't even been paid for that day.
Do we have a GoFundMe going for her?
Yeah, we have a credit card.
Oh, wow. Well, that sucks. We didn't know that.
So today is officially her first day, which obviously she's not thrilled about working with somebody who has not been there for her at all, but is making money off of her.
And she's working tonight.
Mm-hmm.
What's the hours?
7 p.m. to 7 a.m.
Wow. Taking care of COVID patients.
ICU, yeah.
Not necessarily all COVID patients.
The majority of them are COVID.
Could be a car crash victim, though.
No, that's emergency trauma.
Okay.
Mm. So the ICU, I think it's called CQ, which is something else.
Yeah, I have no clue.
There's different, like, types of
ICUs. How do you handle not being able to be physical with her for 13 weeks? Or is there FaceTime sex?
There's not FaceTime. No, that's so awkward.
Is it?
I asked that the other day when we were at a rap party.
I'm just not that, like, I'm just that kind of person. I don't know. Like I've never done that. That has never, like...
I know. My wife doesn't either.
Interest me. I don't know.
It interests me. He's been dying for
it. I FaceTime my wife from the Teeter parking lot the other day. I'm joking.
Fucking weirdo.
All right, well, good. Well, tell her we said that we hate that worked out that way, but we're kind of glad that she's getting to work. So it doesn't extend her time any. She just won't get paid.
For 2 weeks, yeah. So that's...
I wonder if they could reimburse her at the end of it.
They've basically told... So my thing was, I'm like, well, they got you out there. Like, they need to at least pay you your housing.
Right.
Yeah. And in her contract, like, they're saying the housing is only based on hours worked.
The man always wins, Roy.
Just to think, when everyone wanted to become a travel nurse, now you can hear there is some drama behind the scenes of the career.
Yeah, apparently it happens not often. Like, this is obvious. Like, this is her, I think, fifth or sixth travel assignment, and the first time she's ever had any issues.
Yeah.
But apparently other people's drug screens are getting lost as well.
Wow. She posted, Jess posted a picture of her and Nicole the other day, and it was just like a heart about how much she loves her. Aww. And I commented first.
Yeah, Manny has this new obsession because Jess asked. She was like, what's his obsession with being the first comment? He's done that on like three of our pictures
and
now.
Does he say first?
Yes, that's all he does, is he goes first.
Well, because that's what people do like with celebrities Facebook and stuff.
Yeah.
It's like a big thing on Facebook.
Yeah, yeah, he's the only comment.
And it just says first.
You're so stupid.
I knew you'd find that funny. All right.
And then what I also love about Manny is that I'll see him like things that he liked a bridge with a tree underneath it that looked like a woman and her legs and a vagina, and I'll just see that Manny has liked, and
it was Josh from Lancaster posted. It looked like a garter belt and a vagina.
Yeah, I know. It cracked me up because like I'm like, why would this pop up on my thing? And I'm like, oh, it's because Manny liked it.
You know what I've had to stop doing, and I deleted the Twitter app. I've deleted all social media apps for this month. Even TikTok.
Why?
I'm doing a whole cleanse. I'm not
again. You're always cleansing something.
No.
Just live.
I am, but that's the point. Is I've like even like while I was in between breaks, like I was caught up on everything. So I went to like grab my phone. Like I'm going to look on Instagram. I'm like, why the fuck am I doing that? I'm out. Like there's something I can do.
Yeah, you still run MRL.
Yeah. I just I logged out.
Okay.
But on Twitter, like you can see.
She's like, sure.
Yeah, sure thing. I got the Instagram app. Yeah. But last time I did it, I didn't do TikTok. I waste so much time on TikTok.
You do waste too much time on TikTok.
That's the point. That's the main thing of it.
Oh,
is
she missed my obnoxious TikTok.
I want to stop wasting
time. Oh, you
want to
see her obnoxious TikTok?
Yeah, I won't be able to see any TikToks.
Sterling seems to think he has a problem.
Sterling says what?
Sterling seems to think that he has a problem with...
On Twitter, you can see what other people liked. So there was a point, and I can't remember where I was. This was not that... It must have been when things like started slightly opening up over like this time last year.
Mm-hmm.
And I was at a bar or something, and I pulled up Twitter, but it was when I still had Twitter, but I was logged into MRLs.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody that we follow, because you follow whoever, you don't vet who you follow.
No, we followed everybody back.
And some guy started, he liked like five different pornos and porn stars. So like...
It showed up on
the actual act of moving furniture is on Twitter, and like this dude with his like schlang out, and I'm like,
schlong.
Sorry,
I don't know. You don't know what to call a dick.
Know.
I get it.
Well, I gotta say, there was one somebody we followed, and the porn was pretty good.
Is it the hose and heels guy?
It is really awkward though to be out in public and scrolling through your Twitter,
I just dropped my phone because I'm like, what the fuck? And also, what you missed while you were gone. Someone here has OnlyFans.
Someone in the studio?
Mm-hmm. Subscribes.
Oh, it's Roy.
Yeah.
I know. You made that sound.
Like Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know you knew.
No.
I like the way she said it, though. That was fun.
He told us that I can see him doing it.
See the obnoxious TikTok.
Does Sterling know?
Yeah.
Okay.
You just hear it.
He does it, too.
Christmas at the Chateau.
It's so obnoxious.
So that comes on. That's why I hate TikTok. The minute you open up TikTok, it's noisy. And I mean, okay, I'm 46 and I'm the old grumpy guy.
No, that's a noisy
It's
thing.
Loud. What?
I said, you got to like it.
I did like it.
I did the thing that you did. I just uploaded a bunch of videos and let TikTok put it together.
And it does it.
And it was an obnoxious sound. And I was like, I kind of dig it.
Yeah. That's the cool thing about TikTok.
And then I followed Daddies to Three. These are two cute boys that raised three kids.
Jess kind of went viral.
Did she? What'd she do?
Well, she posted something like that she does nurse-wise, and it went pretty viral. And then, like, because once you get traction, the whole algorithm is keep going, like, the more mm-hmm. on TikTok. And then she posted something else, like LGBT of her and I,
mm-hmm.
and it got, like, 200 likes.
Nice. I got 38,000 likes on one thing.
No, the fuck you didn't.
Yeah, I did. It's the one thing that you and I filmed together. The car that just stopped in the middle of CVS. No.
It's 66,000.
It's my, but then they changed the algorithms, and now I don't get anything.
I know, it's so weird.
Who cares? Anyway, so well, that's good. Whatever. What's the time difference?
2 hours.
Okay, you got to keep that in mind.
Why?
Because tomorrow morning she'll be getting off, and you'll be going into work.
Yeah. So it.
Nope. Other way around. It'll be right. 7 here, and she'll be getting off of work.
Yeah, so, like, last night when I went to bed, she stayed up, and, like, she was going to stay up as late as she could to try to, like, because you have to retrain your yeah. body to do all this. And she said she was going to sleep all day today because when she goes into work, it'll be 9 p.m. my time, but that's going to obviously, I hate yeah. that she's got to work 12, like, hours without, like, talking, but it works because I'm up at 4 a.m., which is 2 a.m. that time, so I'm going to be up yeah. while she's still at work.
Check in, oh, yeah, there you go. You can yeah. check in on your way in.
And plus, that'll let me and we've been good this time. Like, I haven't, like, stayed up late, but.
Today on the show, we talked about women that make the first move. As a lesbian woman and a more dominant lesbian woman, you probably did that all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because
before Jess, most girls I dated were straight, so I had to.
You had to be like, this is how we do it. This is how we start things off.
But is Jess gold star now?
No, I don't think so. But
gold star meaning only been with only girls. Been with yeah, women, right, right.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. But
most women have dabbled. Like, just even Roy has yeah. put his toe, even Sterling put his toe in the water.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, I've touched a vagina once. Yeah.
You haven't.
Yes, I have.
No, you no, no. had a yes. penis in...
No, you didn't bang him.
Yes, I did.
You did?
Yeah, one time.
Oh, then you're not even gold star.
No, I've never claimed to be gold star.
I thought we did. I thought we've already been down this road.
No,
okay.
No.
Okay.
Oh, my God. I cannot imagine that happening to you.
Me either.
I know. I don't even like to talk about it.
It is weird.
I feel uncomfortable.
I know. I want you gold star.
But that's how I knew, because I was like, I can do this better than you. So I did. And then we met, like we
You're
were...
You're opening up to a door where I'm going to have questions about lesbian sex again.
Yeah, don't.
Okay.
Because we're already at 13 minutes
here. You said do that to him. How? Okay. No, I don't want to know.
She said I can do this better than him.
Better than... I know. I don't...
You got a minute and a half before I
you
gotta
know,
put it
You know, I've never seen lesbian porn.
You know, there's some never lesbians have. Who like watching gay man porn. My best friend, who you met, Christine, she loves watching gay men porn.
Really? That's
yes,
very odd.
I know, but she loves
she
it.
She gets off on it.
Yes, and if she's, like, she would 100% watch a gay couple bang in real life.
Huh. I'm a straight guy, and I've seen gay porn.
Well, yeah, because you watch it sometimes.
I've never searched well, for gay man porn. The only thing worse than one is two.
No, I mean, I've seen it. I don't even know what got me there, but yes, I've seen gay men porn.
How often? How long? Did
transgender
you
porn.
How long did you linger on the website?
Well, no, it's the website I use.
How long did you watch the video?
And it was like I was looking for threesomes, and it was a bi threesome. My TSW.
Yeah, did you get into?
Let's put it this way: I was interested, very interested, and then suddenly I lost interest and shut it off.
Oh, what's the part? I wonder what the part that was interesting.
You saw
the climax. interested, very interested. Suddenly I lost interest. Dude, you know every time except Lorraine because she doesn't watch porn. Every time you watch porn, The minute it's over, you turn it off, you delete it, you're disgusted with yourself for what you watched. But shit, the next day you go right back to the website again, and the same cycle continues. My wife and I were watching porn the other night, and together, my son was. We had the hotel room up in Jersey, and my son was staying with my cousin. So yeah, we watched porn together. Amanda's like, find something. Let's do this. You know,
would you order it on the TV?
No, it was on the phone.
Oh. Okay.
Ordered it on the TV. Yeah.
Do you have dirty movies on the on the hospital?
With the best titles.
The hotel bill?
Yeah. We watched Fiddle Her on the Roof. Gladiator was another good one. So we do it, and then we're done, completely satisfied, and the porno's still going, you know. And the woman is still screaming, and we're like, okay, we're done. You need to finish. All right, that's
I'm
a rap
sorry
party, everybody.
Ever listens to this film.
Oh, people love this.
So odd.
People love the rap party. We get so many messages from people who love the rap party. Anyway, if you love the sexual talk today, DM Roy. He's looking for it.
No, I'm not.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.